Alright, welcome to another edition of Headlines and Headaches. This is your host, Larry H. Gardner. It's April 9th, 2021. I hope y'all had a great Easter. You are coming into This Is America by Childish Gambino, so we're going to just set it off right now. I do not own the rights to this music. This is sponsored by the Paddles Board and Tudor Insurance. Headlines and Headaches on www.voiceofradio.com. Call-in number is 216-772 with a conversation I'm going to have. So the thing about it is that I'm just setting everything up right now. If you don't see me on Facebook Live, give me just a second. So I'm just making sure that I set everything up. So I'm just doing everything right now. So okay, if you caught me, pretty much, if you caught me in a whirlwind right now, the reason I'm in a whirlwind right now is because of this. I lost a couple of people. You can turn that off. I've got the engineer with me. You can turn it off. Sorry for the late start. But first of all, I'm about to turn this on. I don't really care. Like, if you're watching, you're watching. First of all, to everybody that's out there, to everybody that know me, knows how big of everything I'm on as far as politics and things of that nature. But I gotta send a... Crazy D of Crazy D Store and music and everything. Rest in peace to Crazy D. Rest in peace to John Red, who died from a car accident. My sincere condolences to his ex-fiance, Dee Dee Williams, Barbara Williams, and Dee Dee's children and grandchildren. I really was hoping that, you know, he would pull through. Vici, if y'all know who he is, rest in peace to him. So, also, on the international front, rest in peace to Prince Philip. Of the royal family. And also, as you know, if I'm cracking a little bit, because the dog died. You know, last week, DMX, Earl Simmons, aka DMX, was in a had a heart attack. I don't know what from, but he died today. I guess they pulled the plug. Rest in peace to DMX.
So sorry.
Yeah, it's just I'm tired. So. And I apologize, like I said, it's hard to deal with right now. And like, you know, when you grow up on somebody, then it's hard to take. 216-772-0500 is the number to call in. I'm gonna call my guest because she's all the way in Columbus right now. So I'm gonna call her right now. I'm gonna do a FaceTime. So forgive me. I'm about to do this. So I'm about to do this right now. Cassandra Stewart, just waiting for her to pick up. And so what's going on? So just adjusting everything, so like I said, DMX. Oh, it's kind of, this sucks. This really sucks. So I was wondering where she is. So just waiting. But while I am waiting, it's like, you can call in and tell me what favorite DMX song you had, what it was. So like I said, 216-772-0500. And just getting it out there, just pushing everything. So I'm just waiting right now. It's like I said, this is hard. I'm going to hold on for just a second. I'm going to actually... Yep. So just waiting by the phone. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships, but, you know, but hip-hop is hard because, you know, it is what it is, you know, with DMX, with all the other stuff that's going on, you know, we lost a good one, so, hold on, I'm going to try to see where she, I'm going to do another one. Got the phone number, so... And like I said, I apologize.
Hello?
Hi, Cassandra.
Hey.
I am actually calling you FaceTime right now. So I just want to make sure. I'm not seeing you pick up. So.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
here.
Oh,
no. Okay, because I'm
going to
do it from my computer. I'm
from
here. Hold on.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Just call me back via FaceTime, okay? Messenger.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So right now, what she's gonna do is she's gonna call me from. Oh, there we are. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Let's see if good. My Bluetooth picked up perfect.
How you doing, Cassandra?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit choked up, Cassandra. And you know, everybody knows why.
Oh, no.
Everybody knows why. The reason why is because we lost a great one in DMX.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, Rough
Riders.
We
sure did.
So, how do you feel? What was one of your, before we get into what we were talking about, what was one of your favorite DMX songs? Or you can just pick top three.
Oh my gosh, you put me on the complete spot. Well, you know, I'm a hip hop fan.
Uh-huh.
So, and, you know, being a former hip hop artist, you know, I'm talking way back, like high school.
You a hip hop artist? Go ahead, Tenta.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I used to rap in the lunchroom, you know, those ciphers. You got the one guy doing the beat on the table.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, people just coming out, you know, spitting their bars. I was the one girl coming in there with my 16, and I was laying it on. You know, I was rolling with some pretty good lyricists. It was actually the precursor to me being a music artist, a song artist.
Okay.
Because, I mean, lyrics are lyrics, you know.
Right.
But I'm definitely sad about his passing. Of course, the Rough Riders anthem. Everybody loves that.
Stop.
But
yeah, that one.
Right. I don't know. I mean, there's so many. I had to pull up his discography real quick to kind of look over them. Of course, excellent. But so my real favorites of him are his duets with Aaliyah.
Back in One Piece. Oh wow, yeah.
Yes.
And then
my true, you know, Aaliyah. Another person I love to listen to, and you know, held in high regard. But I loved his songs with Aaliyah. He had such a good vibe, like the bad boy and the good girl. It just really worked. So, you know, I hate that we lost such a champion. I really hate that. So,
okay, I mean, yeah, it kind of sucks that It kind of sucks that it happened like that, but you know,
yeah,
it is. What
do
it
we
is.
Know? Do we know all the details yet? I know it had to do with his heart stopping, possibly some other elements to it. I'm sure they have to do a full investigation, but I mean, do we know any more details than that? Does anybody know?
No, I mean the thing about it is that right now, we just don't know what's going on. And the thing about it is somebody said, well, he did take the coronavirus shot, you know, and he died a couple of days later. So I don't know what's going on right now. But here's the thing. We don't want to speculate because right now the family's dealing with the laws. I mean, he had a heart attack this past Saturday. He was hoping he pulled through and it happened what it happened.
Yes.
So.
All right.
So we discussed African American men and women in relationships as far. So, what is your occupation for people that don't know?
Sure. So, well, I actually just got a new job, so I'll tell you the cool stuff. So, the occupation that I just resigned from, I was a career consultant. Uh-huh. For Jewish Home Services or for a nonprofit. And I mainly worked with families in the child support system. So we did a parenting class. My son is having fun in the background. So we did a parenting class where we helped mothers and fathers with a co-parenting conversation. And as you know, that can be very difficult sometimes when families are torn or there are just disagreements, you know. It was also a younger population, so the mean age of my customer was about 22. So we're talking about young moms and young fathers. And a lot of what we tried to do was get them to a place where co-parenting would work. So they would, because our idea is that, you know, if co-parenting starts to work, then the child support order isn't needed anymore because they're working together.
Right.
So that's pretty much what I did for 2 years. Enjoyed it. And I'm now moving on to working with another nonprofit, Mental Health America of Ohio, to work with new moms who are battling and surviving and thriving with anxiety and depression. So, a huge page to turn, but I'm excited for the work that I'm about to do. Well, but
I would like to congratulate you on that.
Thanks. Yep, I'll be a program coordinator. I'm very excited about it.
So,
but you asked me a specific question. Ask me that question again. I know I was telling you about what I did.
Yeah, I mean the thing about it is like it's the same place. The same thing that you're doing now is the same thing that you're going to be doing for. That you were doing is the same thing you're going to be doing now, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the most part, this is more specifically targeted to moms and helping them overcome postpartum depression and perinatal depression. Really excited about that.
Okay. So now I have another question for you. I mean, how do you, as a career woman with a child, how is your son?
My son is 3. He is 3.
And he's lively. He's lively.
Lively is the understatement. Right now, my bed is his trampoline. He is bouncing up and down in the bedroom as we speak.
I know that's right.
So you might hear him scream every now and then, but right. So that's my son. And we're in the potty training phase. We're in the I want to be independent, but I don't know how to be independent phase. He's learning how to ride a bike. We're practicing riding. You know, he's just in that transition phase. Right.
So as assuming that you are a single mother, correct?
I am a single mom. Last time I checked.
Right. So how does it, like, as far as what is the misconception about single mothers that you want to clear up? Because you are a professional woman.
Yes, I am. So
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I would say one misconception is that we don't know how to embrace a committed relationship because we're committed to our kids or we're committed to our job. And, sometimes I see that wrestling balance when I meet someone or, you know, you try to talk to someone or they want to talk to you and you have priorities. I've learned as a single woman and as someone who is a godly single woman and then someone who is a driven single woman, my priorities have to still stay in place while I'm with you, because if you are for me, we complement each other. We don't replace things in each other's lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like a huge misconception is that we don't know how to kind of fit a relationship in with all what we're doing, but right. It should be organic. Now you do have to still work in marriage. You know, I was married. You do have to still work in relationships. My son said hi.
Hello, son.
But I think there's and you feel it when you're with someone and it just clicks. There's just this natural, organic love and sense of commitment that just happens. It's just there. So that's one. And I mean, I would think another one. I don't know the other ones. For me, that's the biggest one. You know, I care about my son. His father is not in his life, unfortunately. So it is just me. So you know, I do put him first a lot. But as a relationship grows, I would hope that who I'm with will understand, you know, why, and that you're not just marrying or being in a relationship with me. You know, there's another person that you'll have to develop a relationship with too at some point. So it has to be right. You know, and I'm a big proponent. Do not meet each other's kids until you know for sure.
Right. So, okay. So here's my thing. I'm just going to say this. What about there's men. I'm a single dad. But I'm in my son's life. I'm like, actually, he asked me for Roblox today. You will get to that phase in a minute.
Okay.
Let you know. But what about, you know, the person that wants to be, like, you know, for instance, you know, there's a misconception about men. We don't want to be a part of it, African-American men. But there's African-American men that do fighting system of the parent, trying to co-parent, things of that nature. What about those guys? What about the guys like us who are not out here on these streets doing what God's ever, but still, you know, trying to be godly and things of that nature? What do you say to them as a sister, woman, queen?
Well, if you're asking, what do I say to them about how to approach us or how to...
Yes.
Okay. Good. I would say the number one turn off for me is if you don't respect me thinking about my child. So the time that you want from me, if you honor my time, like if I do pick up my phone and we talk, that means that I've set things up in place so that my son has something to do and he's taken care of, and now I've made time for you. Just honor that time. And then if there isn't time for you, that's okay, because there'll be another day when there'll be more time. So I'd say patience. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it isn't, it isn't. And I would also say this too, because I just was in a whirlwind relationship really fast. approach the relationship and say, hey, let's do no harm to each other. So what does that mean? It means we're feeling each other. That's great. But even while we're feeling each other, I'm going to regard your heart, your time, your precious resources with the full respect of God. Mm-hmm. So that should you not be my spouse, I've not harmed you for the next person.
Right. So are you still in that whirlwind relationship or are you?
Oh, no. LA is a whirlwind. It happened real quick.
Like tornado. Bing, bang, boom. Well, dang. I'm sorry.
No. Because we did no harm to one another. There was no, it was like, hey, it just didn't work out. Cool. Move on.
All right. The thing about it is like, the harm is sometimes I see people post on Facebook, mostly women, who talk about, I want this, the date should go like, he better spend like $4,000 on me. I'm like, for first date?
What?
Yeah. Or at least $200, or you better pay for my friend too.
Oh, no.
How do you feel about that? Because this is what single men go through. We go through.
Okay. Well, that goes back to doing no harm. So, you want some ice cream, sweetheart? Okay. Well, I'm going to answer this question while I'm getting myself some ice cream. Can you still hear me okay? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome.
Okay. So, back to doing no harm. Maybe the first date should be pay for your own meal. And now, I will say this, though. If I ask you out, I'm paying. That's just how I feel. Because I'm doing no harm. If you ask me out, you know, you pay. Now, if we both were like, hey, why don't we just go Dutch? Meaning, you know, 50-50.
The women's... So what is that? Okay, speaking of the Dutch, what happens if that happens on the first date? Is there a second one?
You know what determines the second date, how well it went in general.
I mean, yeah, I'm asking you, Emily, if it's a first... Yeah. Like, the thing about it is, if, like... Because women are like, some women are like, this is what I get from the guys. This is what I get. You know, like, if I ask you to go Dutch on the first date, there is no second date. So, because considering the man is cheap. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, maybe that's just not the person for you. You know, okay, so then I think goes back to the question, you know, if you're so you want to be with someone, that's great. You know, are you confident enough to go into the situation with your cards on the table in your way to get what you want? And if it doesn't happen, are you confident enough to just continue on? I think I hear you, and I think some women are like, for them, their standard is XYZ.
Right.
If you like that woman and you know what her standard is, you gotta be at her standard.
Meet the standard.
For her to consider her. Right. Now, my standard might be different, which is the wonderful part about meeting different people. Everyone has a different standard. One woman might like this. One woman might like that. Me, I'm really simple. I'm chicken sandwich. We can go sit in a park. I want to get to know who you are. Some women want you to go downtown and to a 5-star restaurant. You know, it's just if you got to think about, okay, how do I feel about her? Do I want to do this? You know, just at least communicate and make sure it matches. Again, it goes back to doing no harm. If I'm talking to you for an hour, I'm pretty much going to know if we don't talk again.
Okay. All right.
I'm pretty much going to know.
All right, so this is, we are...
Yes, it's some tough question, not tough, but...
I mean, here's the thing,
I feel on the spot.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, we want to communicate with women who want to be serious, because some of us are still serious about marriage. Okay. So we're going to take we're going to take a short intermission. Got to play. I mean, we're going to, like, the verses that happened, despite the sadness that everybody's feeling about DMX, there was a happy time this weekend. And
right.
It was the verse between the Isley Brothers and the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
So I'm
playing the Isley Brothers right now. If you're listening to www.voiceofradio.com, call Let's Make Love Tonight. Then we're going to come back with some Earth, Wind, and Fire. When we come back on break, Larry H. Garner, Headlines and Headaches, all the way from Columbus. Cassandra Stewart will be right back.
One internet station in all the land. VoiceOfRadio.com.
Here at Voice It Radio, we need a quality printing service. So for superior quality printing and great customer service, there is only one place to go, and that's Groovy Print. Groovy Print is the perfect printing company for the entrepreneur and small business owner. Groovy Print provides free UPS ground shipping anywhere in the USA. If you need small print orders under 500 units, yard signs, banners, and more, Groovy Print has you covered. Visit the website at GroovyPrint.com today or call 216-240-3553. Once again, that's GRUVYPRINT.com. Or call 216-240-3553.
Eat 'em up, 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 eat 'em up.
Whether you're a Clevelander by birth or choice, sizzle on down to Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket. Located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
When the world seems like a ball of confusion, it's the perfect time to stand strong in your faith, beliefs, and commitment to family and community. We are experiencing unprecedented political times, increased violence, and senseless killings. Love, hope, compassion, and respect are essential for our future. Unity in the community. Calhoun Funeral Home and Cremation, celebrating the lives of those you love. 17010 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, 23,000 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, and 529 West Thornton in Akron.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy EP, the show host, and you are tuned in to the number one internet station in all the land, VoiceOfRadio.com.
Here at Voice It Radio, we need a quality printing service. So for superior quality printing and great customer service, there is only one place to go, and that's Groovy Print. Groovy Print is the perfect printing company for the entrepreneur and small business owner. Groovy Print provides free UPS ground shipping anywhere in the USA. If you need small print orders under 500 units, yard signs, banners, and more, Groovy Print has you covered. Visit the website at GroovyPrint.com today or call 216-240-3553. Once again, that's GRUVYPRINT.com or call 216-240-3553.
Eat 'em up, 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 eat 'em up.
Whether you're a Clevelander by birth or choice, sizzle on down to Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket. Located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
When the world seems like a ball of confusion, it's the perfect time to stand strong in your faith, beliefs, and commitment to family and community. We are experiencing unprecedented political times, increased violence, and senseless killings. Love, hope, compassion, and respect are essential for our future. Unity in the community. Calhoun Funeral Home and Cremation, celebrating the lives of those you love. 17010 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland. 23000 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights. And 529 West Thornton in Akron.
Hey, what's...
We are Voice of Radio, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on voiceofradio.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, DJ Armani Range. We'd love to hear from you guys. Call in at 216-772-0500.
It's your girl, DJ Faye. You're tuned...
All right, we're back. Headlines, headaches on www.voiceofradio.com. My guest all the way from Columbus, Ohio, via not Zoom, but live screen, Miss Cassandra Stewart. I'm going to say this. This is not to be funny or anything else like that. But I really thought, I'm just being honest right now, that your smile looks like it lights up a room for real, so... And I mean, you like the perfect stuff. So I just wanted to say, but I have a question. We can you can turn the Earth, Wind, and Flames off. All right. So question for you, Cassandra.
Okay.
Isley or Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. You like yeah. Even but despite Ron Isley beard, everybody talking about.
Oh no, Zaddy had it going on.
You know,
we had that. True.
So,
I had an age cap on who I talked to. I'm like, wait a minute. he was doing his thing. You know, the thing about the Isley Brothers, it's the two groups started in a very different kind of way and then just evolved. So their music speaks different things, but like for me, I resonate more with Earth, Wind, and Fire because I just leaned more towards their style of music. But I will say this, the hits that the Isley Brothers have, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, hit after hit after hit. I think it's like, they have 48 some, 60 some albums or something?
Pretty much.
Their songs have been sampled over 600, 700 times. So it just speaks to the magnitude of these guys.
Right.
Just. These are original songs that they were producing. They weren't sampling anybody. It just speaks to that level, that caliber. But for me personally, I'm an Earth, Wind, and Fire girl. The Body Eye, just all of the wonderful Happy People, all of those wonderful songs. They resonate with me.
Okay. So... there's a new song out by the Isley Brothers called Friends and Family. So,
and I love it.
You love it? You heard it? You seen the video?
So I was watching Versus and then they like released it just right after that because I went back and watched Versus again on YouTube and I saw that song. I'm like, oh, this is this.
My engineer just told me about that. Actually, I was like looking at it and like, I would love to be there despite the pandemic. Now, how do you feel about some of the woke brothers that won't take the vaccine for, you know, because of the coronavirus? I mean, there's some woke brothers out here like, I ain't doing that. That's unnatural, things of that nature. How would you feel about them if one of them approached you with that? Because you talk about God a lot, and there's...
I do.
And the thing about it is, does a brother got to be, like, how do we get back to the Lord? Because some of us brothers have been betrayed by these wannabe preachers, like, you know, Derek Jackson. You're just going to put it out there.
Yeah. So to answer your first question, woke culture, woke people, I am very, I like dig deep into, I'm sorry, my baby back
there. It's all right.
Doing his thing. Wait, let me, give me 1 second.
Go ahead.
1 second, I'll be right back.
Okay. You know what, we're going to, speaking of that, we gonna play a little bit of that friends. You want to play a little bit of that friends and family? All right. Let's like while she taking while Cassandra's taking care of the little one, we gonna take care. We gonna listen to a little bit of the friends and family for all our listeners out there in Radio Land.
It's gonna be a party. Turn up the music real loud. Invite everybody.
Okay, so this is the new one by the Isleys, friends and family, for you Ron Isley lovers out there. That. So. I'm gonna, we gonna have a good, like, it's Friday, it's hot in the city of Cleveland, trying to have a good time despite all these losses, so you can turn that down because she is back at this particular point in time. So I was just playing a little bit of the friends and family while you was gone taking care of the little ones. So, I mean, just playing a little bit because it's been a sad time. I had, you know, Crazy D, a Crazy D studio music store passed away. I had a friend that passed away in a John.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine, John Red, who died in a car accident. You know, then I get the news this morning of Prince Philip, of the Queen Elizabeth's husband, dying. That's worldwide. And then the dog, right. DMX.
Right.
You know, right. Passing. So it's like, yeah, I ain't. You know, the Grim Reaper is not coming to my door for real. I don't want that. Yeah. So what?
We'll claim that and pray. Mm.
So. How do you feel, like we were talking about, what do you, like, I believe in God, but some brothers don't because they feel like God betrayed them. What do you say to those brothers as far as communication?
Well, so for any woman who has a relationship with God knows God will put people across our paths for. Approach you, be it your beauty, be it they want to talk to you, it might even be that it's for you to pray for them, it's for you to encourage them, it's for you to just share your light. I don't believe in evangelistic dating, where you date someone because you want to try to lead them to Christ, and then you kind of like leave the relationship once they like join the church or something. But I do believe in prayer. I believe in, you know, covering someone and just knowing your that reason for that connection. You know, everything isn't supposed to, you know, every person you meet is not going to be your spouse.
Uh-huh.
But every person you meet is a child of God. And you can treat them well. You can do no harm, like I always say. And it might just be to pray for them. If there is someone listening right now, you are struggling in a relationship, you are struggling to know God, or you knew God at one point in time, and you're hurting. I've been where you were. You know, when my marriage fell apart, I was mad at God, I was angry at God, and I left, which, you know.
So you left the church?
Circumstances led. I left the church. I left it all the way. I was done. Mm-hmm. I said nope. Because for me, God failed me. I'm like, you gave me this marriage, and I wanted this marriage so bad, and you let it die. Why did you do that? And I was just mad. On the end of the thing, God helped me understand that he never left me in it. And it was my broken heart, my brokenness that separated me from God, not him.
Not him, me. Okay.
And since he was always there, as my heart began to heal in his presence, I came back to him, and because he never left. And that's the thing, God never leaves us. But sometimes when you're broken, you're hurt, you don't know that. You can't feel that. You can't sense it. So, again, when you come across those relationships, you know, pray for that guy and pray for that woman if you're a man of God. And someone comes in your path and they're broken. Prayer, talk to them. Be the light. Be the love. that's helpful. One thing I thought about today when I was at the ATM, even though I was angry at God, God wasn't angry at me for being angry at him.
Right.
And sometimes we don't know that, you know. So right now I'm just taking a moment to speak some love. We've had a very hard week. We're still in coronavirus. You know, we lost a lot of lives this week, but right. God is love, and he's here. He doesn't leave us. You know, I want you to be encouraged, those that are listening. He's here. He's right. present. You know, I just lost my great nephew. He was shot 13 times, and it was, they weren't even aiming at him. He just happened to be the person they found in the wrong place at the right time. And, you know, he's transitioned on. That was very difficult for my family. But we've been praying and we're healing. And so those of you, you're hurting right now, there's healing for you. So I want to go back to that question you said about woke culture and, you know, people not wanting to take, you know, the vaccine and stuff. I feel my dad used to always say it's a learned thing. As you do more research and as you get around more people, just open your heart and learn. Remember, we are in the year 2021. Vaccines have been in, we've manufactured vaccines since the 1900s. This is not a novelist thing. It's not like we're doing something new that we've never done before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get some information and get some knowledge and accept that it's not brand, this isn't like all brand new. Second, the radio station here in Columbus. The Ricky Smiley Show. I'm sure you guys get it on.
Yeah. 93, in Cleveland.
93. They do a good Ask a Doctor, where a African-American doctor comes on and answers questions about coronavirus and things. You know, we have advocates in our community who are African-American who will give you their wisdom and their knowledge. So, again, this isn't a different community talking to us. It's us talking to us. So let's, you know, at least give them the benefit of the doubt and try to trust. And then the last thing I'll say is I am fully vaccinated.
Okay.
I got the Moderna. Yeah, I got the Moderna vaccination, and I'm glad I did it. You know, for me, it was a matter of I miss my parents. I haven't seen my parents in almost 2 years.
Really?
And
where do your parents live?
In University Heights.
They're here in Cleveland.
They are. Yeah, I'm from Cleveland, of course.
Right.
You know, I can't wait to see my parents. And I felt if there's anything I can do to get that chance to touch and hug my mom again and hug my dad again, thank God they're still alive. I want to do it. So that was more of my motivation. I just miss my parents.
So when are you planning? So you got the vaccine. Actually, I got the first shot. It's Pfizer. So my second one is the 22nd of April, next Thursday.
Good.
So when are you planning on visiting them?
So hopefully Memorial Day weekend. They don't know yet.
Memorial Day weekend in May. Okay, they don't know yet. Okay, hopefully.
Yeah, they don't know yet.
But so being a professional woman like yourself, how do you see African-American men and women just... Because there's a divide, and unfortunately, that divide is hurting our community. You know, I feel like this, we should communicate more, and, you know, and the thing about it is the financial stress and strain. So how do you feel about man providing if he is supposed to be your husband or spouse? Because I feel like this, as a man, I'm going to provide, but I'm not going to spend, like, $800,000 on no Bentley, and we only making like together like $100,000 or $120,000. Like, I don't believe in living above the means just to show we love each other. You know, I don't do that. You know, I'm going to. This is what I'm bringing. This is what you're bringing. That it is what it is. So, how do you feel about that?
So, I'll try to be. Just straight to the point. Communicate. So my love language is quality time and touch. That's what speaks to me. So because my parents raised my sister and I as, you know, independent women who can, like, our money is in order, I won't, my next relationship, I won't go into it with the necessary need for someone to take care of me financially. I will go into that with, I want your quality time and I want your touch. So, but if I meet someone and their love language is thus or different, it's about matching love languages. Because there are some men that their love language, they just want to take care of you. You know, they want to make sure your car note is paid. They want to make sure, you know, you have that nice purse.
Right. I think
that's what, that's your song, Bad Habits.
That's the love. That's, you know, that's the love.
Said. He said, I get a text from my ex. I go out and buy her a new purse. You know, that's someone's love language. But, I mean, going to answer your question as delicately as possible, match the love language. You know, if there's a woman who wants to receive that and wants that, then it's a match.
You're not
you know,
being,
but if there's a woman that wants
it. But that's the problem. We're running into users and liars. Like, she taking the money from the guy, from the one guy, but she screwing the other guy on the side, and he don't do jack for her. So that's the problem.
But boundaries.
Yeah, those boundaries. Yeah. boundaries. So yeah, very much boundaries. I'm gonna announce some people that's on my Facebook Live. Some familiar people. Christopher McNeil. What's up, Chris? And Deanna Moore Taylor. Kelly Wells,
hey,
Islam,
Deanna.
Walt Dion Ivory, Deborah Yuswell Marshall, and Mary Trevisano. And I got to give a shout out to you, Christopher McNeil, for getting that settlement for the guy that got beat up by the police officer in Euclid back in 2017. Shout out to you, Chris McNeil, for getting that settlement, bruh. I got to call. Me and you got to talk. So I'm giving you a shout out right now. So we're going to go to break with these last songs, and then we're going to have a last couple of minutes with Cassandra Stewart because we got the others over here. And I'm going to start off with Jodeci, Stay. That's one of my favorite groups, Jodeci, KC, JoJo, Devontae, and Dow. We'll be right back with last of Headlines and Headaches.
Just for tonight. Watch the sunrise, or listen to JoJo, KC, sing us a verse. Slide comes, baby. Let's rock it, baby.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy, EP, the show host, and you are tuned in to the number one internet station in all the land, VoicesRadio.com.
Here at Voice It Radio, we need a quality printing service. So for superior quality printing and great customer service, there is only one place to go, and that's Groovy Print. Groovy Print is the perfect printing company for the entrepreneur and small business owner. Groovy Print provides free UPS ground shipping anywhere in the USA. If you need small print orders under 500 units, yard signs, banners, and more, Groovy Print has you covered. Visit the website at GroovyPrint.com today or call 216-240-3553. Once again, that's GroovyPrint.com.
Hi, I'm Lillian Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national major productions are coming to town. Don't miss Backstage with Lillian Piles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on VoiceHitRadio.com.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
Do you have a heart for children? If you answered yes, then foster parenting might be right for you. Did you know there are over 2,500 youth in Cuyahoga County foster care in need of a caring family? You can be the influence in the life of a child or a teen who deserves a bright future. Call Safi today at 216-295-7239 or visit them on the web at www.safi.org. That's www.safy.org to learn how you can be the bridge that secures a child's future.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
Hello, this is Larry H. Gardner, host of Headlines and Headaches on VoiceItRadio.com. Fentanyl is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powdered cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-hour and mental health crisis hotline at area code 216-623-6888. That's 216-623-6888 if you are ready for help.
We are Voice of Radio. Broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on voiceofradio.com.
This is Judge for Yourself. We are
all right, welcome back to last part of Headlines and Headaches on VoiceItRadio.com. This is Boys to Men. Well, time, I remember wearing the, I'm going to show my age. I remember wearing the shorts with the sweaters, you know, all that. So we're back with Cassandra Stewart. Cassandra, thank you very much for being here with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me there. I appreciate it.
So, hold on for just a second. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, so that was Boys and Men Motown Philly. I remember them shorts. You remember the shorts with the sweaters they was wearing with the bow ties?
Oh, yeah. We all had them.
Yeah, we did.
Going to the dance, you get your
right,
dance.
You're
gonna wear
right.
A sweater, I'm going to wear the sweater, and we're going to do the dance when the sun comes on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that,
at
too.
At Raleigh Middle School.
Right. So I was in, you know what, I started my sophomore. Yeah, I'm going to show my age. I don't care. I'm a black man that lived past the age of 30. Thank you. I was a sophomore in high school when they came out with that. So, yeah. And I tried, like, I stole some of my, one of my cousin's sweaters. He was mad at me, but I'm like, I want to look good, too. You was looking good. Right. Well, I had that.
Oh, so. My gosh.
I was one of my styles, though.
But so, remember, back then, it was a good thing to, I mean, we'd iron our shorts. We had
right. The
patent leather shoes.
Right, the patent
leather. I was saying today, you know, I'm gaining so much weight because I'm not dancing like we did in the 90s.
Right.
You know, every dance, we was, you know, pumping it.
Right. And everybody had them MC Hammer pants. Don't Lie,
everybody.
And a Bobby Brown, Every Little Step everybody. I Take suit. The man wear. I wore that Easter one time. I liked every little, like the little.
You wore that for Easter?
Easter shirts. Yes, I did.
Oh
I was
God.
The livest.
What color was it?
I was blue, and it was blue. With the patent leather shoes. Yes.
Mm. What color was your patent leather?
It's
black.
Yep, black. I had a black shirt on with the blue. That blue suit. And the black patent leather shoes. I was the livest kid in Easter Sunday.
Yeah, and you gotta post a picture.
Right, I should have. I my father probably lost them, so I'm mad right now. He should have posted the picture for real. But
I mean, you know, somebody might have some. What high school did you go to?
John Marshall.
Oh yeah, you're definitely somewhere wearing that suit.
So you want to give a shout out? I know you was were you from the Heights, Cleveland Heights, right?
I am from Cleveland Heights High, and I want to give a shout out to class of 1996. This is our 25th year out, and I got a cute Heights reunion shirt. Makia Byer Cersei did it. Well, she's curious, Cersei. And I just want to say hey to my class. Love y'all. We are doing great. I'm so thankful for the connections I have on Facebook to see everybody doing so wonderful, our families. But yeah, give a shout out to my whole class. And I want to give a shout out to my sister, Matricia. I love you. I don't know if you got a chance to chime in, but I love you so much. And my brother, Daryl. Love you too. My mom and dad too.
right, so that's what's up. What about your son? He's been shouting out all through the show.
I know the engineer is like, man.
Listen, headline, Larry Letter Kids. I got an 8-year-old. Like, let me tell you, about to be.
Do you?
Yes, I just said my 8-year-old son, Jalen, who's about to be 80 in May. I mean, he's turning 9, but he just told me, I said, the Roblox, I had to get him, he wanted $3,000. That's like $50. I'm like, your birthday is in May. You know, I had to wait for my birthday. Right. No, here you go. I just give me the code to log in. I'll log in, buy them for you. You can change the code or have your mama change it. Whatever. I don't care anymore. But I'm not like, if I'm going to spend my money, if I'm going to be broke, it's going to be for him. Period. But.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, no matter what. So, usually what I do, I usually have a gift for my guests, considering that you are all the way in Columbus. I probably will send you some type of Cash App or PayPal just for being on here and thanking you for bringing your smile for your innovation to bring here, for your input about men and women. So do you have a message for the women that are treating these brothers wrong? Do you have a message for them, like 30
you know
seconds?
I sure do. Hey, ladies, that's someone's son, that's someone's brother, that's someone's father. If you have a son, brother, or father, you know, think about, put your relative's face on that person. You would not want to hurt them.
Exactly. All right. So thank you very much. I'm going to sign off with this. If nobody tells you that they love you today, I love you. Cassandra, thank you very much for being here. And I will holler at you a little bit later because I got to get you paid. So just give me a minute. So we're going to go out with, I was going to go out with New Edition, but since DMX, you said DMX in the Lead was your favorite, right? We're going to go. We're going to go out with Back in One Piece by DMX and Aaliyah. Right now. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Headlines and Headaches. See you next week.
Let's go hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm going to be who I be. Everything from chasing the cat to out on the tree. Let me see what I got to see. Do what I got to do. Dog for life.